Penguin Random House Audio presents Gauntlet by Holly Jennings. Read for you by Aaron Spencer. Press the start button to begin. Level 1. The Wall. Chapter 1. Only the top gamers in the world were invited to the most exclusive spot in all of LA, and no one knew what was inside. Not even me. "The heat coming off the wall is huge," one reporter crooned, emphasizing the last word until he sounded like a mooing cow. Huge. With a name like The Wall, you'd think everyone was talking about a nightclub. But no. It wasn't a boutique or a restaurant either. Sure, any of those would have made perfect sense. Throughout history, those were the kinds of elite establishments marked invitation only for the Hollywood glitterati. It was expected. A tradition, if you will. But the year was 2055. Virtual reality had permeated every aspect of society, and pro gamers were the top celebrities in the world. So, let's just say tradition had taken a long-needed vacation and was a little too drunk on coconut margaritas to give a shit about what was to be expected. I cranked up the volume on the Celebrity Gossip Channel, where a drone camera feed hovered over a single house located in the Pacific Palisades district of Westside Los Angeles. Okay, to call it a house would be an understatement. A compound. Or maybe an estate. 50,000 square feet of guarded walls, high-tech security, and absolute mystery. Any gamer who got invited past the armed guards and steely gates never talked about what happened inside. So, after weeks of endless speculation, I'd pulled in a professional on the matter. "This is why you called me in here?" Dr. Renner sat in a guest chair across from my desk, though it had been turned to face the oversized screen in the far wall. She glanced back at me with a curled lip. "You're a psychologist," I began. "A psychiatrist," she emphasized. "Potato, potato." "Whatever. You can read between the lines. What do you think is inside?" I nodded at the screen, where the paparazzi camped outside the house in droves, hoping to catch a glimpse of the latest gamer let through the magic gates. Drones hovered above, snapping as many pictures as the people below did. The wall had so many of those UAVs buzzing around, it must have looked like a beehive from space. "Callie, I specialize in virtual psychiatry. I study the effect of virtual stimuli on a person's mind and body. How am I supposed to figure out what's inside some random house?" I already knew what she specialized in. A few months ago, I was on a pro gaming team under different management, and Dr. Renner was the mental health expert on staff. Since then, I'd bought out the team, and Dr. Renner followed. She believed in me and my dream to erase the corruption in pro gaming. But currently, my concern over problems in esports had taken a back seat to figuring out what was going on in that damn house. "Why is everyone calling it The Wall?" she asked. With a high ponytail, buxom lips, and chunky glasses resting on a perfectly straight nose, Dr. Renner looked like someone who paid her way through med school by modeling, then, 10 years into her career, forgot how beautiful she was. "It's short for the invisible wall," I said. She glanced at me and blinked, twice. "I'm afraid I'll need a little more than that." I sighed. "It's a retro video game term. When you reach the edge of a map in a game, you run smack into an invisible wall. It's a way of keeping the player inside a set area." "But why bother? Can't a player tell where the end of the map is? Isn't the landscaping just grayed out or something?" "No, usually the landscape continues on. It's seamless. The area beyond the wall looks like it's accessible, but it's not." A wave of understanding washed over her face. So everyone's calling that house the Invisible Wall because you can see it but can't access it. It's off the map, unless you are invited in. I opened the television remote app on my tablet. Here, watch this. I brought up an old video of a pro gaming team entering the house. It didn't matter which one I chose. The rundown was always the same. It starts at the airport. The television screen went black for a second as the video loaded up. LAX appeared on the screen with the video's title superimposed over the image. Another gaming team visits the wall. Paparazzi and fans were camped out around the airport's pickup drop-off zone. More were inside, and a few had even bought tickets to the cheapest flights to get past security. From baggage claim to the getaway vehicle was one long line of cameras, flailing arms, and screaming admirers. The team exited the terminal, and the crowds erupted in cheers. The team members wore hoods, pulled low over their faces, so no one knew who they were. It didn't stop anyone from losing their mind. Airport security and private guards cleared a path for them through the airport as they clung to their sunglasses and filed into an SUV with tinted windows. Sunglasses, tinted windows. As if pro gamers could conceal their identities nowadays. But they tried. Some of them even succeeded. The video cut away, and the same vehicle from the airport, verified by license plate, appeared at the house. More fans and paparazzi assaulted the car, pounding on the windows. The gates opened, and the SUV slid through. Armed security at the gates kept the riffraff out. Once the SUV rounded the driveway and stopped near the door, the team piled out, hoods still pulled low over their eyes until they disappeared inside. Dr. Renner crossed her arms and leaned forward in the chair, her brow furrowed. Why are they hiding their faces? Even she sounded interested now. Exactly. Dr. Renner pressed her lips together and adjusted her glasses. How do we even know these are gaming teams? A few have been revealed. Either a fan pulled their hood off or the paparazzi got close enough to snap a picture of their faces. Dr. Renner considered it and sighed. What do you think is inside? Ah, flipping the question around on me. Psychology 101. Oh, excuse me. Psychiatry 101. Drugs, I said. That's why no one's talking about it and why everyone is hiding their identity. I think they've cooked up something more addictive than HP. HP was the ecstasy of the gamer world. It makes you feel invincible, just like the game. And just like a game, you'll hit it again and again and again. Callie, she began, if you had relapsed, you'd tell me, right? I'd whiz into a cup for you and put a bow on it. Her lip curled again. Please don't relapse, and not just for your own sake. She eyed my mug. How many cups of coffee did you drink today? This plus one. And a big gulp. Really? She raised an eyebrow. You seem a little jittery. Raise the threat level to DEFCON 4. She's on to me. Look, I said, holding up my tablet to distract her, secretly hoping my hands weren't shaking as badly as I thought they were. It's in all the tabloids. Read through them. I'm sure you can wade through the bullshit. Dr. Renner took the tablet in her hands, flipped through it a few times, and peered over the edge at me. You hate these magazines. I only hated them when they screwed around with my love life, when I had one. Funny how actors, rock stars, and heiresses used to constitute the fodder that fed the tabloid cows. Now they came second, behind gamers. Since the mystery of the wall, nearly every article centered on the virtual elite. And yes, I used to sneer at these magazines. Now I had a subscription to every one of them. The mighty fall sometimes, okay? Dr. Renner eyed me again. Callie, she began. I know this must be fascinating to you, but I'm not completely comfortable encouraging you to indulge in this compulsion in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?